but right now, here we go.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Yep, I've got today's. We pull this right from the Reddit feed. Am I the beep beep? But of course, we have the asshat version here. So here's the question. Am I the asshat for kicking my best friend out of my surprise proposal?
Oh.
So this is written, of course, from her point of view. She says, my fiance Mark is 30. He planned a surprise proposal for me. She's 28 and invited all of our friends and family. Among those friends is my best friend, Melissa. She's 28, like me. 3 months ago, Melissa ended her relationship with her long-term boyfriend and has been pretty down since. I bring this up because I think it's relevant to why she acted the way she did. Anyway, there we were. And Mark proposed to me, and it was wonderful. Of course, I said yes. And we popped open a few bottles to celebrate. Drinks were flowing, and everyone was happy for us and congratulating us. While we were talking to Melissa, she made some jokes like, if you hurt her, I'll come for you. Just things like that. We were all tipsy and just having fun, so we didn't think anything of it. But then Melissa pulled us aside and hugged us and cried. She said that if she hadn't broken up with her ex, she would have been in the same position as me. She told me how much she loved us and turned to me and said, when we get divorced, she'll be there for me. Mark said that that was very inappropriate. And Melissa doubled down and said that it wasn't inappropriate or irrelevant because divorces happen all the time. I could tell that this wasn't a joke anymore, and Mark and Melissa were serious. At this point, I got angry and told her to leave. She protested, but I got her an Uber and made her go home. The next day, she wrote me a long message about how I was an asshat for kicking her out just like that. She said that she's happy for me and was only making a joke. And also that she's going through a lot and me kicking her out was only made her feel more lost from everyone. I feel bad because I know that she would not have acted that way if she hadn't broken up with her ex. Should I have just been patient and let her stay? Am I the asshat? And then she adds one other thing here, too, that Melissa and Mark, her fiance, have an okay relationship. They get along well, but really are only friends by association through me. And they've never had any problems until now. So just a little bit more context there. But is she the asshat? 651-641-1071.
No. Absolutely not. It's your big moment. And your friend wasn't joking. There's always a corn kernel of truth when you say something like that. And then you instantly go, oh, girl, I'm joking. No. You're truth joking. And the first word of that is truth. Mm-hmm. You're being serious. And because you have had unhappiness in this category, you are subconsciously, but yet consciously, trying to ruin this category for everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a skunk. You're spraying your skunkness everywhere.
Yeah.
Because of what you are going through. That's what's happening. That's really what's happening. She may not recognize it, but that's why she did what she did. It's jealousy.
Yeah.
Because somebody else is happy in a department that she's currently not happy in. And if I was that, I would have removed her too.
Yeah, putting her in an Uber, telling her
yes.
to go. Instead of, yeah. She's like, should I have been more patient and let her stay?
No. As Holly, you liked the healthy, what do you say? A good boundary? What do you say, Holly?
Yeah.
What's your,
yeah,
a
good, healthy boundary.
A good boundary.
Yeah.
Never hurt anybody. That's a boundary. No, there's a line and you crossed it. Get in the lift.
Well, sometimes you have to cut your friends off.
Yeah. I wonder if they're
quite literally or just from the drinks. You know?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I wonder how much alcohol was involved in this.
A lot.
Okay. So that being said, no, this person is not the asshat. Your friend overserved themselves, going through a hard time, taking it out on you. This is a conversation, friend. If you need a friend, let's have a friend conversation at another time.
Yeah.
You know, and let's...
You have to bring up divorce at the proposal?
Right, exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah, you don't need to have that conversation. right now. Keep it an inside thought if that's what you're going through. But yeah, putting the doing the responsible thing. Put your friend in the ride share and say, hey, on your way, my friend. On your way.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lex?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you guys. The whole being patient. I wonder where their other friends were. Because a part of me would just hope that that wouldn't have to be something I'd have to deal with, that others would recognize it, and off she went. But maybe she did because she pulled them aside. You also don't want your friend to make a bigger fool of herself, because if she's going to say that and say it was a joke, you know, this whole thing of like, I was joking, you know,
you're not.
Yeah, there's a time and place for that. You're probably not joking. You probably don't like Mark. And maybe as a good friend, it is something that you might want to sound off on, but not at the proposal.
No, it's yeah. Well,
everyone's
it's
celebrating
place.
You. Right. Yeah.
What a horrible time and place for yeah. this to happen. It's not like you were just, you know, a casual dinner at Chili's. You know, this is yeah. a proposal.
Right. So you have to decide.
Yeah, exactly.
Just friends.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're going to Home Goods, it's like, okay, you know, and over the end cap, you're like, girl, before we look at the rest of these clearance items, mm-hmm. I got to tell you.
Yeah, before we go for that popcorn that's sitting there.
Yeah. Can I tell you?
You sure about Mark?
Are you sure you're going to be divorced in a year? And by the way, look at these beautiful saying wood planks.
Oh, my Aren't God. They're great? $4.
Oh, my
they're
gosh.
They're so inspirational. Mm,
yeah. Live, laugh, love. May we always do that.
That's right. Which, this would look really good in your bathroom. Who do we have, Holly?
We're going to Claire.
Live, laugh, love. Claire, welcome to our show. How do you feel about this?
Hi, guys. Well, the more I hear, the more I'm just sitting here going, okay, there is no excuse for what this woman did to her friend. You know, whether she likes the guy or not, you know, and she's had a few drinks. Oh, mm-hmm. my God. I would have got rid of her long before that. And, you know, the bottom line is that now this woman is stuck with, okay, you were supposed to be my really good friend. And now I'm getting married and my husband is not going to be wanting me to spend time with you.
Such a good point, Claire. You're right. And they're right? best friends.
Yes. And best friends, I'm sorry, we're using that word very loosely here. You know, a best friend does not do that. A best friend maybe goes out for a glass of wine and says, I'm not so sure about Mark. Well, you know,
yeah.
I just want to be honest with you, and I'll be there for you. And if you're happy, then that makes me happy. End of story. You know,
yeah,
you
don't absolutely.
Go to an engagement proposal and get drunk, and you know, and I really have a lot of respect for the girl, the other girl who's engaged, because she very tastefully removed her friend into an Uber before she really made an ass of herself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. I think she needs to reconsider that best moniker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
Who do we have next on?
We're going to go to.
Who do
we have? Dawn, we have Dawn. Right?
Yeah. 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 We have Dawn. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Dawn. Welcome to the show. How do you feel about this? You get the last word.
Okay. She is definitely not the asshat. Lots of reasons, as the previous caller said, but she needs to be accountable for her own feelings and her own emotions. And the bride-to-be needs to stop making excuses for her that she wouldn't have said this if she wasn't so down. I don't agree with that. And who knows what would have happened if she would have let her stay? Would this have escalated into more awful comments being thrown? People are drinking and you can't take these things back. And also, you don't say that at an engagement party. And what is she going to be? You know, and why is she going to be in the wedding? She's her best friend. Was she going to be in the wedding? Is now she going to be in the wedding? That would be hard.
Yes. Yep. Oh,
absolutely.
Yep.
Dawn, thank
Spot
you.
Spot on. Thank
also,
you.
That was a good one. You can't come on. Time and place. And you can't blame the tequila. You can't blame George Clooney's tequila. You can't.
No, or not the Casamigos fault.
No. Or Kirkland vodka, which is really good, by the way. But you can't blame that.
Yeah, it is. And cost effective.
Very cost effective. Yeah. Anyway. Am I the Asshat? Monday and Wednesdays right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hey, I bet you're thinking to yourself right now, hey, Jason, hey, Alexis, hey, Holly, what's going on at my talk, right? I bet you're wondering that.
What is going on at my talk?
We're wondering.
Well, I mean,
Can you let us know what's happening?
You're not alone.
Please slide into my DMs.
Yeah. Can somebody email the morning show and let us know what's going on at my talk? Thank you, because we're the last to know. Okay, anyway, as I was saying.
Any woozy woozy.
That's right.
What do we got going on, Jace?
Thanks, Lex. Enter to win listener rewards. Enter to win an aesthetic skincare bundle from One Agora Integrative Health. Or get catering from Tizay Fresh Mediterranean. Plus, we got movie passes to an early screening of The Idea of You. Lex, how the hell do you sign up for listener rewards?
MyTalk1071.com, or you can head to the App Store. Download that app. Sign up. Tell your friends. Bam.
Mm-hmm. Tell your enemies. Yeah. Tell someone that ruins your proposal. Yeah, tell everybody.
Yeah, tell that best friend.
Best in air quotes.
Laugh, love.
That's right.
Blame it on the alcohol.
We're going to take a break. The Dirt Alert and a little bit later, an old Earth movie review.
Where your exterior projects get done. That's right, JTR Roofing, Inc. JTRRoofingInc.com. You have some exterior projects that you need a quote, an estimate. Well, look no further than JTR Roofing. Yes, roofing is in the name. They can help with that. They can install several types of roofing materials, asphalt shingles, cedar shakes. We've got metal, slate, and more, and that's just the tip of the house that they can help you with. They can help with the perimeter and the undercarriage, your soffit and fascia. They can also help with your gutters, windows, decking. Get a head start on those spring projects by having JTR Roofing out for an estimate. They can do residential, commercial, multi-housing. They've got you. Make sure you mention me or my talk to save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. They helped with our soffit and fascia, and it was very nice. It looks really good, too. They also have a lot of experience working with insurance. The number, 651-777-7394.
Lives.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, I bet you're wondering what's happening in pop culture, right? Yeah, well, we can help you. The Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello, Jason and Alexis. We've got lawsuits. We've got robberies. We've got all sorts of things. And we're going to start with Megan Thee Stallion.
Ooh, yeah.
Denying allegations made about her in a new harassment lawsuit filed against her yesterday. In this lawsuit, a videographer named Emilio Garcia is accusing Megan Thee Stallion of fostering a toxic workplace environment in a complaint that was filed in L.A. Now, among the things that are alleged in this lawsuit, back in June 2022, the filer of the lawsuit said he was forced to witness Megan Thee Stallion have sex with another woman during a tour stop in Spain. Now, Garcia is claiming that he was unable to escape the moving vehicle at the time and was allegedly traumatized about what he saw. This camera operator made a statement to NBC News yesterday saying, "I felt uncomfortable, I was kind of frozen, and I was shocked at kind of just the overall audacity to do this right beside me." Now, Megan Thee Stallion making a comment about the allegations in this lawsuit. She's saying this is an employment claim for money. with no sexual harassment claim filed and with the salacious accusations to an attempt to embarrass her. This according to Megan Thee Stallion's lawyer. We will deal with this in court.
I don't know enough about Megan to render a verdict, but if true, that's disgusting. That's gross. I know it seems obvious, but that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Well, now the videographer worked with Megan Thee Stallion from 2018 to 2023, claiming that Megan also berated him during their tenure together. Also, that allegations of Megan telling him not to discuss what you saw. And he's alleging that he would have his pay cut, apparently, if he was to go public with this. So, as Megan Thee Stallion's attorney said, that they will work this out in court.
Yeah, and they will.
Guess we'll see.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go. Oof. Lawsuit. All right. That's the celebrity lawsuit. We'll go on to the celebrity robbery. This happened yesterday. Kyle Richards' daughter, Farrah, her house was robbed in West Hollywood yesterday in the middle of the day.
Whoa.
Kyle Richards' daughter, Farrah, her Los Angeles home was burglarized. Now, according to TMZ, LAPD investigators were at her West Hollywood home yesterday, and Farrah filed the police report. What they're alleging is that thieves gained access to the property around 1 p.m. yesterday, forcing entry into the front door, then shutting the Wi-Fi down at the home upon entry, and stole luxury items like designer handbags and jewelry. Now, there are no arrests been made at the time, and Farrah was not home. She's doing fine, and this is currently an active investigation.
Well, and, you know, her mother had a horrendous episode with this as well. I believe one or two times that thieves broke into her house stole millions of dollars. Millions of dollars of jewelry, a lot of family heirlooms. That's Kyle went through that a couple of years ago.
Right. And that happened back in 2017, Jason, when Kyle's mansion was burglarized. The family was on vacation in Aspen at the time. And they lost $1 million worth of jewelry when their house was burglarized. Watches owned by her estranged husband. And Dorit, remember her? Real Housewives of Beverly Hill co-star, was the victim of a home invasion robbery. Also, they both lived in Encino in the Los Angeles neighborhood at the time. That happened back in 2022.
Yeah, I can't stand Dorit. I'm not going to lie about that, but that was really rough for her, and I felt bad, but I still can't stand her.
It's tough. It's tough. It's such a violation. Any kind of robbery, when somebody steals something from you, there's the actual loss of physical possessions, but then there's also the emotional violation of it.
Ugh. Yep.
Yeah. Let's talk about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Season 9. My gosh. The cast of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars has officially been announced. It will consist of 8 alumni from RuPaul's Drag Race, stretching from season 1 to season 14. And there's a twist this season. For the first time ever, these All-Stars competing for the $200,000 grand prize. But this time, all the money will be donated to the charity of the winner's choice.
Yep.
All right.
What do you think of the cast, Lex? Did you see the cast?
Oh, it's star-studded.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We've got Mick. We've got Georges. We've got Nina West.
Nina's who I'm excited about.
Oh, my God. Roxy Andrews.
I don't like her, but sure. It'll be fun to hate her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good. Very good for RuPaul's Drag Race, bringing the drama for sure. We got Vanjie. Miss Vanjie. Oh, that's going to be good. So, I'm so excited for this.
Yeah.
All-star cast, because, just imagining them all together.
It's going to be great.
Now, at this point, season 9 of All-Stars debuts May 17th on Paramount Plus. Do you guys prefer the original RuPaul's Drag Race, or do you like these All-Star seasons?
That's such a good question.
I prefer the All-Stars, usually.
I would say that, too.
Okay.
Because we have history with all of them.
Season 9 starts May 17th, and then new episodes will premiere every Friday after that.
More stories like this at mytalk1071.com when we come back. An old Earth movie review next. Hey, everybody, it's Jace for my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. The Star Tribune named Red Cow Happy Hour one of the best in the metro. And I know why. I'm there all the time. It is the best. It is now bigger than ever. Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5:30, they have a $6, $7, and $8 menu. And that $8 menu is loaded with food. Sliders, the homemade chips and dip, and more. And then margaritas in the $7 menu. It's just so good. And when the weather gets nice, nothing better than sitting on the patios at Red Cow, or for that matter, Red Rabbit North Loop before a Twins game. So before a Twins game, get to downtown Minneapolis early. Make a whole day out of it and make your first stop Red Cow or Red Rabbit. They're just blocks from Target Field, and you may see me there. So this spring and summer, take me out to the ball game. But first, run to Red. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. How you doing, everybody? How you doing out there? You doing well?
Woo-hoo! Good. I heard lots of whooping.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I like this song.
Yeah, still hit,
I love Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
I like her. I like her so much. Oh, my goodness. You know, I haven't gone back once to the Taylor Swift album.
Yeah, you haven't, huh?
No. I usually go back, you know, like, but I haven't, the first album I haven't gone back to the second one, but I have one of the, I can't remember which song I put on a playlist, but I only have one song on there, on a playlist, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
She's still selling.
Sure is.
Sure is. From time to time, this sprung up, as most things on the show does. This was an accidental, like, oh, God, well, this is people like this. We should do this more often, and then have Rocco do an open. And then, hey, we have a segment. That's how this started. It started as really a joke because Alexis, I forgot what movie it was. It doesn't really matter. But Alexis came to the show one day and she's like, hey, I saw this movie. It's brand new and Terms of Endearment. And we're like, well, it's actually not new, but okay, sure.
Sure, it came out in 1983, yeah.
New to me, okay?
It was new to Alexis.
It wasn't that bad, geez.
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was like a movie that was like 6 months old, and we started laughing. Dawn and I started laughing. We're like, girl, you would never make it a Siskel or Ebert. You have to review the movies, like, you know, within a week or so.
I'm just giving people time to watch it.
You're right, girl. We thought it was great. So we're like, oh, this is an old-ass movie review. Mm-hmm. So we said, hey, we're going to do this from time to time when the three of us watch, well, an old-ass movie.
Yeah.
So it's time for a review.
Time for old-ass movie reviews. From the folks you know on the morning show. Time for old ass movie reviews.
That's right.
Oh, listen to that harmony at the end. Yes, Jess and Rocco get it.
Look at that. That's right. Old ass movie reviews. Ladies and gentlemen, today it's me. Holly did Amadeus yesterday. Today it's me. And we stumbled upon this on Sunday, and I know you'll be able to relate to this when you're sitting around on a Sunday afternoon, you got your soft pants on, and you look at your spouse,
your lover,
your lover, and you're like, hey, what should we watch? And they're like, well, let's just watch something we've already seen. So we watched Star Trek. From 2009.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, right off the bat, I saw this. This movie holds a special place in my heart because I went to Hollywood to see this. I was invited to the junket in 2009, and I saw this on the Paramount lot in their screening auditorium which was magnificent. And out of all of the junkets that I had ever been to, out of all the movie premieres with all these critics, I said this to J.J. Abrams when I interviewed him the next day. I had never been to a screening where after the movie was over, all of the gristled, gnarly, bitter critics all mingling out in the lobby all basically agreed. Everyone was fairly positive about this reboot. They loved it. And, well, they continued to love it. And then the movie did phenomenally well. Phenomenally well.
Yeah.
So I wondered, and I loved it. I loved it. And I wondered, hey, is it as good as I said it was back in 09? And I am here to tell you, hell yes, it is.
Oh, that's good.
Hell yes, it is.
Was it Chris Pine in particular?
Oh, hey.
I asked that for Holly.
Thank you. That's where I was. You know what? I'm not a Princess Diaries Chris Pine. I'm not even a Just My Luck Chris Pine. When he played Captain Kirk in this version of Star Trek, that is where I was introduced, and my life was changed forever.
Holly, let me tell you, meeting him in person for the first time that weekend.
No, yeah, that too.
I was changed forever.
I used to hang out at Intelligentsia in Sunset Junction. I'm like, is Chris Pine going to be here?
Come for coffee. Come on.
Come for the expensive coffee. Right. Stay for the eye candy.
He came, right?
No.
Oh, man.
They put us up at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons, and well, Holly, you know how legendary that place is.
Ooh, yeah.
And I am out by the valet area and sitting on a golf cart waiting to be transported to the back of the property is J.J. Abrams and Chris Pine. Oh. So my Uber came or my cab came. I did not want to get in the cab. Because all I wanted to do was stand there and creepily stare at Chris Pine sitting in a golf cart, typing on his phone. That's all the man was doing, and I was entranced. Yeah. I was entranced.
Mm-hmm. Did he have long hair then?
He had short hair.
Short. What was he wearing?
He was wearing a thin sweater. Don't ask me how I know this.
Because it's Chris Pine, and you remember these
things. Chris Pine.
Don't ask me how I know this. Yeah. You have eyes. Yeah.
He was in his clean-cut era.
I'm sorry. Don't ask me how I remember that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Alexis, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a memorable man.
Yeah, he was in his clean-cut era, not his werewolf zaddy era.
Yeah.
Here, I'm putting the picture up.
Let's see.
There we go. I'm putting the picture up for Alexis and Holly. You can see him in the middle, right? That's him, Holly, right there.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, outside.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm trying to snap pictures of him, and I'm like, oh God. and he stood up from the golf cart, and I'm like, oh my God, you're so majestic.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Mm-hmm. You're so majestic.
Did you have the same feelings about Zachary Quinto? Because I loved him as Spock in this film.
I did. I did not find him. Did not find him warm in the junket. I remember not digging him.
Okay.
Zoe.
Saldana
was, and that was the second time I had interviewed her in person because I had done Crossroads with Britney Spears.
Oh yeah, that's right. She was in there too.
I found her to be so delightful and warm. J.J. Abrams left a lasting impression. I got him early, I think the second journalist to go in there, so he was fresh from the farm, girl. He wasn't tired. He wasn't sick of all the same questions. So when I told him that story that I just told you of everyone having a positive reaction, and I said to JJ, I go, I'm a Star Wars guy. I love the Star Trek films, but I'm not a Trekker. I go, JJ, this sold me. Like, this is, you brought a non-fan to the yard. He stood up from the director's chair and he shook my hand and he goes, that's what I needed to hear today. Aww. And he was so nice. He was so very nice. Anyhoodly, the movie holds up. I know not everyone likes the plot of it because it basically wiped away the timeline from the original series because of a plot trick. I get that. But if other than that, Mr. Spock, seeing Leonard Nimoy pop up in a cameo, Winona Ryder in a cameo, I actually enjoyed the plot. The only weak part of Star Trek from 2009 in our old ass movie review is what we're doing right now, is the villain, Eric Bana. He was one of the weakest Star Trek villains in any of the movies. He almost kind of derailed it. Almost, like, not close, but he got pretty close to ruining it.
Yeah, that villain is not particularly memorable, because when you're thinking about this movie, 2009 Star Trek, you are thinking about the crew of the Enterprise.
Yeah.
And how good everybody is. Simon Pegg, John Cho, the late Anton Yelchin, even Bruce Greenwood as Captain Pike.
Bruce Greenwood is so, so good.
Yeah.
And it's their camaraderie. I love seeing this group together.
Yeah.
The chemistry between the crew of the Enterprise is so, you know, you would think you couldn't recreate the magic of the original Shatner and Nimoy, but you can. You can't recreate it, but you can create something almost as magical. And that's what fuels the engines of this Enterprise. I think it holds up.
Nice.
I even watched Into Darkness, which was the sequel. A lot of people had problems with that. I found that enjoyable too. So you know what? If you haven't revisited these in a while, go back. I think you will find them as enjoyable as you probably did in 09, and then Into Darkness was 12. So there we go. All that's cool. Movie review. When we come back, a fartless cow.
And while you're there, type in keyword David, especially if you need some help with your mortgage. First Equity, they're the team to meet with because they're local and have been for a long time. Want to get to know you and make sure that you are set up for financial success. So if you are someone who is looking to buy your first home, this is a perfect time to get pre-approved for a mortgage before you shop for a home. You're locked and loaded, ready to go. You know how much you can afford. You know what's going to happen in the process. Or maybe this is your 50th loan and you just need to refinance. You need a great team that's got your back. That's First Equity. So give them a call. The number is 763-251-8000. You'll see the website is a great resource and see that they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer, all those different loans they can help you with. Of course, head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
And now, a haiku dad joke from Alexis.
At the tattoo shop, the lady poet said, "Hi, cool on my tatas."
That was a slightly inappropriate and super stupid haiku dad joke from Alexis.
Oh.
Wait, do I have to hit the dump button? I think it might be too late.
It's too late, Holly.
Oh, here it goes.
I forgot about that one.
Well, I almost played the other one that you hate, but I love.
It takes too long.
I know it does. But we can hear a little
another
bit.
Another day. Oh, no.
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 And now,
oh, no.
A haiku dad joke.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
The poet camper, South American goal.
You're
Tahai Uruguay.
No, Tahai.
Cool Uruguay.
Okay, hey, production guy Rocco here. I'm just going to jump in. I am the writer of the dad jokes. I'm a dad. I'm pretty corny. I came up with it Tuesday morning in the shower. I admit it needs work, but here's how it's supposed to go. The poet camper, a South American goal, to hike Uruguay. You get it? Like, to hike the country of Uruguay? Here's how it went for Alexis.
Okay, let's try it. Okay. The poet camper, a South American goal, to hike Uruguay. Nope.
Say like hike Uruguay. Uruguay.
To hike Uruguay.
To hike Uruguay.
high cure.
Don't do like a year. Do like a ooh.
Too high Uruguay.
Too high
Uruguay. Oh, God. Too high. Oh. Too high Uruguay.
Too high Q Uruguay.
Too high Q Uruguay. Too high Q Uruguay. Uruguay. Too high.
Too high Q Uruguay.
Too high Q Uruguay.
Oh my God.
Too high kuru Uruguay. Too high kuru guai.
That's pretty good.
Too high Euro.
Too high
kuru guai.
Oh my
gosh. Too high kuru guai. No. Oh my gosh. Wait, say it again.
No, we need to stop this.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, who says Uruguay?
No one does, Lex. They can't blame you, but.
No.
I'm saying Uruguay. Oh, yeah. Man.
That tickles me pink. Welcome
oh my
back.
Gosh. Yeah. Wow.
Okay,
taking
farting
the
cows.
Long road.
Yeah. Farting. What is this?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, you know, we're always trying to figure out global warming, right?
We are. Yeah.
And how to curb it. And, yeah. You know, we always hear about cow farts, right?
Yeah.
And one way to possibly cut down on greenhouse gases is to control their farts.
Mm-hmm, because you know that's how the human species is going to go away.
Yep.
The cows are Dutch ovening us.
Pretty much. So a team from Curtin University Sustainability Policy Institute in Australia, they went through 27 different reports and they have some suggestions on how to curb the methane emissions in the dairy and beef sectors of the country. Yep, there you go. It accounts for about 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. And yeah, farts and burps from cattle. It's both.
Mm-hmm.
So they've suggested a few things. One is to transform farmland into forest or wetlands. I guess that would help reduce the methane, because what happens is the farts and their, you know, number ones and twos will hit the soil, and then that will cause the gas. So if they're doing it in a forest or a wetland, it will reduce.
Talk about
that.
Wetlands there.
Bam. They also talked about, you know, of course, looking for traits within certain breeds of cattle and then try to breed out the extra farty ones.
Yeah.
So that's one way to do it.
Oh.
And then they also have a special pen called a Moolu, M-O-O-L-O-O, that they're adding to their business. Some farmers have, because it encourages cows to urinate on AstroTurf, which again will not
mix. Oh my God, it's a cow pee pad.
Pretty much.
Oh, it is.
Which won't mix with the soil, which will cause the gas.
There they are in a little Moolu, and they're potty trained.
Pretty much. It reminds me of my home right now, because what happens is they go pee-pee on the AstroTurf, and then they get a squirt of sugar water as a reward.
Oh, my God.
And squirt might not be the right word for that, but, you know, they get a little spray of sugar water that they feel really good about that.
A little spritz.
There you go, a little spritz.
A single cow?
Mm-hmm.
Can pee 30 liters of urine a day.
Ew. Yeah. Wow. And if it's on AstroTurf and can just kind of funnel down.
Yeah.
They can dispose of it in a way that's, not going to add. Ugh.
Oh.
They said that if you just collect 10 to 20% of their urinations, that is... That's just a funny sentence.
It could significantly
reduce the green gas emissions and nitrate leaching as well. That's a problem.
Oh my gosh.
Well, there you go. Less farty cows.
Well, that's going to do it for us. I don't think there's much more to say. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. There you go. Whoa. Oh, that's a big one.